Good morning. Thank you for joining with me for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We'll begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, or Book Lesson 228. Following that, we sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook Lesson 228. God has condemned me not, no more do I. My Father knows my holiness. Shall I deny His knowledge and believe in what His knowledge makes impossible? Shall I accept as true what He proclaims as false? Or shall I take His word for what I am, since He is my Creator and the one who knows the true condition of His Son? Father, I was mistaken in myself because I failed to realize the source from which I came. I have not left that source to enter in a body and to die. My holiness remains a part of me, as I am part of you. And my mistakes about myself are dreams. I let them go today. And I stand ready to receive your word alone for what I really am. Amen. As I contemplate this lesson, I stop on the first line. My Father knows my holiness. Do I believe God, my Father, created me? Or do I believe I created myself? Do I have a creator other than myself? If I do have a creator, would the creator know what I am? And could I trust the creator to tell me what I am? If I had a creator, could I recreate myself different from how I was created? I change the attributes, the essence of what the Creator created. When an artist paints a picture, makes a picture, and then a young child comes with a crayon and scribbles on top of the picture, has the picture changed in truth? Or has something been laid on top which isn't the truth of the picture? I can't change the picture. I can only lay things onto and believe I changed the picture. Can the picture create itself? This is a fundamental question which requires, in some way, faith to accept that I have a Creator and that I cannot change what it created. That I am the masterpiece that it created. And if it, the Creator, tells me the aspects of what it created, then that must be so. When it tells me I am holy, then it must be so. And when the Creator tells me that He does not condemn me, that there is nothing in me to condemn, and if I have faith that He created me, then I must also have faith that there is nothing within me that He condemns. Nothing condemnable. I may have scribbled on the picture, believing I have changed it, but it has not been changed. Will I have faith in the masterpiece that He created? Or will I have faith in the scribbling on top that I have made and believed? Father, Creator, lead me today in remembering I am as You created, and I can trust in and have faith in what You created to be like unto Yourself. Give me the courage and confidence to believe the truth, even when it seems the opposite of what I believe and fear. Help me to accept and have faith in the truth that there is nothing you condemn me for, and nothing I condemn myself for either. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we remember who created us like unto Himself. And we confidently ask for Him to tell us what we are. In sincerely asking, we are in His presence, safely in His mind. Thank you for joining with me in trusting our Creator created us like Himself. Holy. Namaste.